It's time to trust us. Presented by Dustin DeHart at Nova Home Loans. Call him today at 577-2600.
All right, moving towards the halfway point of the show. Dustin DeHart's in here to talk a little fantasy football, a little real estate, candy across the way. Interesting times. We got election day. We know there's always, you know, many impacts, like immediate reaction to the presidential election. So what happens on both sides? If Trump wins or Biden wins, what happens in the short term? What are you predicting for the real estate market and rates?
Yeah, great question. So today I literally locked my whole pipeline because just of the uncertainty of tomorrow.
Right.
And either way, Trump or Biden wins, I don't think it's going to be a good day for rates and might not be for the next week or so. And they'll eventually calm down. Ultimately, I think if Trump wins, that's better for rates than if Biden wins. However, then you look at what they want to do with the GSEs, which are Fannie and Freddie. It's more favorable if Biden wins, so that would help real estate. Then you look at the fact that the president can elect the Fed chairman, you guys, and ultimately right now, there's no secret. The reason why rates are so low is because the Fed is buying so many mortgage-backed securities every month, like billions and billions of dollars worth. Right now, if Trump wins, I don't think that changes. If Biden wins, I don't know if it changes, but if it does, that's what ultimately could really push rates up. But it's still all uncertain, so that, you know, no one knows for sure anything. You know, so there's positive sides on both, and there's negative sides on both. But ultimately, you know, I'm kind of leaning towards Trump winning just because of how we are right now, and I kind of know how the grass is leveled. I don't think he's going to make major changes to the GSEs, even though he's talked about it. But if Biden wins, I don't think it's gonna crush real estate at all. You know what I mean? Like, so don't hear, if you hear those rumors, it's not. It's, you know, and whatever happens anyways, it's going to take a year or two for all of those policies to get into effect anyways. So it's not something that's going to happen over the night. All of a sudden, interest rates go to 5% and our real estate market tanks. You know what I mean? But I did lock everybody today.
Right. Because there's going to be uncertainty for the next week or so. 577-2600, Nova Home Loans. Call Dustin DeHart and the crew at Nova Home Loans. Again, 577-2600 for that mortgage tune-up, or if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, really full service, anything you need. All right, we got a lot of fantasy angles to get into. First off is, man, and I've covered this so many times, and part of my thinking is, well, it's twofold. Yes, I'm thinking fantasy, which is not that important. But secondly, I'm thinking Thursday night football blows for the integrity of the game. It really does.
It does.
Because the short week just kills certain teams. Like, maybe Christian McCaffrey. I don't know. What's the update on McCaffrey? Do we have an update yet?
They are leaning toward him playing this week.
Okay, so could he have played this last Sunday? Maybe, maybe not. He definitely could have played last Thursday. Now we got a Packers situation. And again, I don't know if a Sunday game would have made a difference, but the Packers at running back are still dealing with Aaron Jones and a calf. Maybe he could play Sunday. He's, I don't know, doubtful for this Thursday. They've got A.J. Dillon, their first-round pick, who's their third guy on the depth chart. He's got COVID because of contact. The backup, Jamal Williams,
who I
is
asked
now
you picked up. I had no idea.
I have Aaron Jones in leagues. I can't pick up Jamal Williams. He's taken, and he's out. Yeah. And then another running back behind him is out. So now I still don't even know what his name is. Is it Tyler Irvin? He's the guy who may play. So now you're starting to wade into like Boston Scott territory with the Eagles. I actually have Boston Scott on the team. I'm like, that's what I got. That's like But what did we say before the season, right, Dustin, about fantasy? The COVID was going to affect the league, that this year was going to be
the craziest.
It's going to be so crazy, as much about your pickups as your freaking draft.
Yeah, you if you're not completely on top of the waiver wire every single week, week in, a week out, you have no shot.
I think weeks in advance too.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you got to be looking for depth a couple of weeks out.
Right. Yeah, kind of like what I did with Cam Akers. I'm like, maybe he gets a shot this week, maybe he doesn't. Drop him, great, move on. I mean, you got to keep. You do, and you. You know, and you got to look at the handcuffs too. That, you know, I mean, is it time to look at the Tony Pollard? You know, what I mean, stuff like that. Like, you know,
Tony Pollard instead of Zeke,
right? You know, just because of, you know, because if you don't, you're not going to get them because everybody's going to rush to get them because they don't have any running backs. You know, it's like you got to really have to think outside the box. You got to be creative, and you better subscribe to some type of service that at least breaks this stuff down for you.